Last week, the State Review Board of the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program nominated 9 Arkansas properties to the National Register of Historic Places. Among the properties listed is the University of Central Arkansas Historic District at Conway, which features 8 buildings constructed between 1919 and 1963. The list also includes the North Little Rock Veterans Administration Hospital Historic District and an unusual residence called Park Hill in Paris. Ralph Wilcox, National Register and Survey Coordinator, says the property was a unique discovery.
Well, we were unfamiliar with it, too, until the property owner came to us. Park Hill was built, I believe it was in the 1920s, and it was done in what we call the Mediterranean Revival style. So it mimics property that you would see along the Mediterranean coast. For Paris, it's quite unusual. It's very large and a style that is not found in Paris. So it was quite a special property for us to take a look at and be able to nominate.
Wilcox explains in order for a property to be nominated to the list, it needs to be at least 50 years old in most cases. It also needs to show some significance, whether it be with regard to history, architecture, or an association with a significant person. In the case of Park Hill, Wilcox says the architecture is quite significant for the area.
During the 1920s, a lot of buildings and architects looked to styles that were popular in Europe. Part of this was because after World War I, when the soldiers were coming back, they fell in love with the styles that they had seen in Europe during the war. And so during the 1920s, especially, a lot of those European-influenced styles became popular in this country.
Wilcox says the current property owners are restoring the house and hope to be moved in by Christmas, but they expect they may not move in until after the new year. Wilcox says once properties are nominated at the state level, the next step is to wait for approval from the national level.
Our state review board approved the nomination here at the state level last week. The nomination now gets sent to the National Park Service in Washington, D.C., and they're the ones that give the final approval. Once they approve that nomination, then the property becomes officially listed in the National Register.
And what does it mean to be on the National Register?
It's mainly an honorary designation. Financial benefits are very limited, but it's mainly a way for people to recognize the kinds of special things that they have in their own backyard.
Another thing people consider to be a perk of making the list is the idea that a building will be safe from being torn down if it is on the National Register of Historic Places. Wilcox says that simply is not true.
That is one of the biggest misconceptions. National Register does not put any restrictions on a property. Restrictions on a property are normally through local ordinances or some kind of easement or something like that. National Register listing does not put restrictions on a property.
More information is available at ArkansasPreservation.com.